This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and our healthcare and children health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. With us today is renowned health care expert, especially in the field of sensory processing disorders and therapy solutions, Louise Weddock. Her company, Access Healthcare Services, providing healthcare services and professional staffing personnel, just celebrated its 30th anniversary year. She is also the founder and president of Wheezy, the Science of Play, an 18,000 square foot play and learning facility located at 480 Bedford Road in Chappaqua, New York, and Access Sensory Kids, her newest venture, a therapy division located at Wheezy, the Science of Play, and the first clinical program for children that integrates key therapy services including physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Louie, certainly a privilege and honor to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, Eric, thank you for having me. I look forward to talking.
And likewise, it is really nice to have you today to be on the program. So first of all, of course, you are the founder and president of three health-related companies, Access Nursing and Healthcare Services, Wheezy, the Science of Play, and Access Sensory Kids. Can you give me a brief description on each one?
Yes, I can. Access Healthcare Services kind of follows my track. I'm a registered nurse. I'm a child psychiatric nurse by clinical trade, and after being involved in developing child programs, inpatient programs in Baltimore, Maryland, I ended up on the business side of nursing with Johns Hopkins School of Public Health and became involved in program development, and naturally nursing being at the time in the late 70s was a very big shortage. So I launched my career in the development of programs for large healthcare institutions to help them fill the nursing gaps created by the nursing shortage. Then we ended up more into the home care environment as patients became discharged quicker and sicker is the way it was in the home care arena. I then was in my 30s traveling all over the country dealing with some of the largest facilities and decided I'd settle down in New York City where I'd hear a lot of yeses and a lot of nos and still be able to carve out a little business. And we're the largest regional provider of healthcare personnel in the Mid-Atlantic region. So our service range goes from New York City down to Washington, D.C., my family being from Baltimore. Access Nursing uniquely provides the full range of healthcare personnel, be it physician, RNs, LPNs, aides, companions, live-ins. We're licensed and insured to provide home infusion. I mean, it's the full complement of services rather than most companies just being one kind of discipline or another. And I can do that because I am a nurse and have an understanding of that. But also, too, I've really worked hard in developing a family environment through the seven offices that we have throughout the region, providing really kind of culturally sensitive, hands-on personal care. And so as a result, we've developed programs for in the Chelsea Village Manhattan Chinese program. We're the largest provider of Chinese services, as well as Spanish services in the New Jersey marketplaces. And dealing with all the fallout that we feel because of sensory processing disorders, we tangentially were dealing with patients like Alzheimer's and dementia, which is essentially sensory processing. So, but I'm now into my 30s, and I meet a guy that I like. My business is thriving, and at 40, I have two children, and the second was diagnosed as being an autistic-related disorder. Oddly enough, in my earlier career, I had been working with programs with emotionally disturbed children and had been on the task force with the criteria when the criteria to diagnose autism was developed. And here I am looking at my daughter now, and I'm 41, what you call an old mother, And I don't understand what she's saying, and she doesn't want to be near me, and my heart is breaking. So what does a mom do? I mean, you just dropped everything, actually. I did. I dropped everything. I grabbed my daughter, and I went to what, thank God, Lenox Hill Hospital told me to do, is that to seek Stanley Greenspan at NIH. And at that time, this psychiatric nurse who thought she knew it all and certainly a successful businesswoman was being told by the top guy in town that I had to turn my world upside down. I had to go back home. I had to sit in a room, and my daughter needed to be able to leave and then come back in and know that I was still there. My life, it was turned from sitting in boardrooms and being at the head of the table to sitting in waiting rooms, talking to dads who were just looking for silver bullets. Maybe something that could work. Maybe it was the sharks, or was it the dogs, or was it the horses? And while I was sitting there, I'm picking up newsletters and I'm having conversations with people. I mean, my life, of course, as you can imagine, I'm devastated. My marriage falls apart. It was not pretty. My older son, who was really very advanced, I didn't know what to do with him, so I brought him to every sensory therapy that I was told about. There was nothing in New York at the time. This is 22 years ago. And so I'm doing all of this down in Washington, D.C. Thank God I had a great team of professionals behind me in Access Nursing, and they just picked up the ball and they carried on, and the business continued to grow, and I focused on recreating a world called sensory for my daughter. Today, I have my two kids, one's 25 and Shannon's 22. Paul graduated from University of Maryland. And I sat down with them when they were 21 and 18, and I said, you know, guys, I could die and leave you a fish in the sales that I've proceeded with Access Nursing, or I could teach you how to fish. And they said, well, come on, Mom, let's learn how to fish. And so we decided to start a business. And after all kinds of different business ideas, I have it on a napkin, they decided that they would set up a sensory health club. We would find a place and develop an ambiance that we had to create for my daughter so that she could feel comfortable in her own home. And as Paul, my son, said, Mom, let's just amp it up a bit. So what we did is we took, we went to every single sensory health club, gym, therapeutic environment in the Northeast Coast. The kids did that as a high school project, taking pictures in every single children's museum, talking with kids, talking with therapists, and shopped all over the world to create this indoor Disney-like environment of sensory. Meanwhile, healthcare is still going. You know, all the patients are Access Nursing supplies. You know, we're the largest supplier of Chinese services, the largest supplier of Spanish services. Obamacare has come in. Regulations have hit. And everybody is turning around and saying, we need disease management. We need it now. And what does disease management look like? It looks like taking the entire person as a whole, cultural self, physical self, social self, emotional self, and treat his disease. Well, I knew that. I knew how to do that because actually I was doing that with my daughter. And I've been helping hospitals my entire life do parts of that with their own programming. So, of course, Wheezy, it started out as Wheezy, the world of Yes, I Can, for empowerment for kids. So it's an education because people don't understand that the science of neuroconnectivity, where you touch something with your fingertip and the message goes to the brain that it's a flame and you better back off, is as critical as the wiring in your own home or your own you know, e-network system. So a weak wire, you're only as good as your weakest link. And what we're finding out in our kids is that weak links are developed in utero. The kids are working out their sensory nervous system starting in utero at 6 weeks. So if we can help in utero and ex utero develop the neuroprocessing system of our children so that when stimuli is presented to them, they don't defensively put up their fist. They don't defensively pull out a gun. These kids, when they're little, they have to defend themselves against what that makes them feel uncomfortable. And so if we can teach them how to feel more comfortable, they can take in more information, they can learn more, they can better adapt, they can apply what they learn quicker. I mean, what you have is a joyful child. So I'm looking at this, and of course with my senior markets, you know, Alzheimer's is going off the roof. I'm studying more and more about sensory, and I realize the neuro networking for the individual is much like the bell curve. Kids in the very beginning of it are fighting to build up strong neuroplasticity. You and I'm 62, I don't know how old you are, but you know, in that midlife, we fight to hold on to what we have. And then when we go over that arch or over the hill, we're now fighting to keep up. And I'm realizing by using the same principles of neurofitness on our geriatric population, that I am actually having a much faster, quicker, responsive, positive outcome than what I see in the kids. So I go back to the research and say, why? And the research says to me that kids are just building neurofibers when they're young. So you need an immersive play environment. That's what Wheezy is. It's a multi-sensive, immersive play environment that challenges them all the time, built on science. But when you're over the hill, it doesn't take quite as much, but you have to attend. You know, you can't leave a patient in a bed and not give them a shower and think that's okay. You know, you really have to come up to, how good does it feel just to have your feet rubbed? How nice is it that someone just looks you in the eye and smiles? So when you're talking about caring and delivering caring through neuroprocessing networks, you know, those networks that affect our cognitive performance, our physical athletic, that's balance and falls and kids and sports and all that, and then social connectivity, if we can address just one third of that neuroprocessing, we've done a great job.
Today we are with Louise Weddock, MPHRN, the founder of Wheezy, the Science of Play, an 18,000 square foot play and learning facility located at 480 Bedford Road in Chappaqua, New York, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Children Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Louise, what impact do you hope to make on healthcare, and where do you hope to make a difference?
In the geriatric and in the pediatric population, I'd like to keep the geriatric in a level of peace, comfort, and joy, and pediatrics improving cognitive, physical, and social performance and behaviors, 0 to 12 and 55 to 90.
Now, much of your business focuses on therapies. Can you tell us some of the more popular therapies for adults and children?
Nursing, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, massage therapy is now running up, and certainly all kinds of homeopathic, you know, type of therapies, as well as chiropractic and acupuncture.
And certainly covering the bases there. Lastly, how can optimal sensory processing help our children, and what about those aging with dementia or Alzheimer's?
For our kids, it's safety. It's protecting against concussions. It's protecting against trips and falls that cause concussions, broken bones, that kind of thing. For adults, it's safety. It protects them from the falls that causes broken hips, knees, all of that. Cognitively, adults' memory is better. Kids pick up learning principles faster, socially more connected. They live happier lives. So that's exactly what sensory does for all ages, all populations.
Well, certainly has been good to have heard from you, Louise, and certainly appreciate your sharing your story and on a personal level as well. And love to have you come back to share more and further, not only on kind of picking up where we left off right here today, but before you go, tell our listeners where they can get more information and also where they can be in contact as well.
All right. They can go to wheezyworld.com if they're interested in the pediatric side of sensory, and they can go to accessnursing.com if they're interested in other full breadths of our programs, including the Access Sensory Kids program.
Louise, once again, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric, for having me.
And you are more than welcome. We've been speaking with Louise Wenock, the founder of Wheezy, the science of play, an 18,000-square-foot play and learning facility in Chappaqua, New York, and Access Healthcare Services, offering a complete range of clinically and culturally diverse healthcare services and professional staffing personnel for the past 30 years. And once again, the website of reference is WheezyWorld.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Children Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.